So we're starting the Arcturian becoming the Sphinx transition. And we've invited into the energetic information field the Egyptian netters and the guardians of these sacred sites in Egypt, as well as the both earthly and cosmic domains associated with these fields. So we simply ask in the beginning for permission to connect to these fields of information out of deep respect, and also in particular to the information field of the Sphinx, to receive whatever information is relevant to us as a group and also individually, and also to those we serve and affect or influence out of service to others. So you can imagine that our group is situated in a circle surrounding the Sphinx and the Giza Plateau. You can take a few deep cleansing breaths to internalize your state of consciousness. You may already start to feel an energetic flow coming into your field, most likely from above your head. And this is the Sphinx transmission. And so if you like, you can simply be aware of that flow for the remaining time, and you'll be receiving everything you need from the information field of the Sphinx, which will unpack at its own appropriate time in your life. If you like, you can also follow along in the meditative formal transmission sequence, which I'll verbally speak for the remaining amount of time, as well as you can do your own particular guided meditation from the information flow that's coming through. So in order to anchor our subtle bodies, particularly our physical etheric body, we'll make a connection to Mother Earth. Just going to your belly region and sending your awareness down to the center of the earth. And just saying connect. Feeling solid, like a mountain. And then moving your awareness to the center of your head. And just receiving the complete download for the transmission in packed form. Now moving your awareness to the top of your head. And then gently moving your awareness to the first chakra above your head, approximately 6 to 12 inches or 15 to 30 centimeters above your head. And just be aware here. Connecting to your higher self or incarnated soul. You can also feel into the group pillar, which in our imaginary circle in front of the Sphinx on the Giza Plateau rises in the middle of our circle, like a massive pillar of light. So just allow the energy of your individual pillar as well as the group pillar infuse your system. And so in your mind's eye, you can face the face of the Sphinx. Perhaps see it slightly higher than your head. And simply ask permission that you may connect with its first chakra above its head. When you feel you have that permission, then lightly connect to the first chakra above the Sphinx's head with your awareness and consciousness. Perhaps connecting that energetically to your first chakra above your head. And just be still, be aware. The exchange occurs instantly through resonance. Now feeling your pillar elongate upwards as high as it can go, as well as downwards into your body, into your system, with the focal point still being your first chakra above the head. It's as if there's a DNA double strand helix from the Sphinx rising up in your pillar of light vertically, cosmic DNA and galactic, transmitted by the Sphinx. A type of cosmic blueprint. And now that cosmic blueprint energy is descending down your pillar of light. As a bright, possibly blue light, azure blue, going now into the center of your head, filling your entire head and brain with its energy and information. And upgrading your brain cells, your neural connections, etherically as well as physically. And just let that light and information from the Sphinx saturate your head center and your brain. We'll spend some time here in the center of the head, or in any part of your head or brain that you feel guided to allow this to manifest and unpack. continuing to rest your awareness at the head center. Upgrading your brain cells. With the Sphinx DNA. And focusing now specifically on your pineal gland in the center of your head, with a particular upgrade to the pineal gland and the pineal chakra occurring now. You may feel a very strong energy in the center of your head as the upgrade to your pineal gland and chakra is being completed. The Sphinx DNA information as an energy is now descending down into your throat region. Then we'll rest here in the throat center. Allowing the Sphinx DNA to saturate your throat chakra, as well as the energy in your throat. the energy and information is upgrading your vocal cords, as well as your throat chakra and energy. And your capacity to express yourself and create. The Sphinx DNA energy and information is dropping down through your essential channel from the throat now into your heart center. It's now residing at your heart center. And simply rest gently in the middle of your chest, letting the energy and information guide you. Informing your heart chakra. Dropping deeper into the center of your heart. Dropping into the never-ending centers. And identifying with the stillness in your heart. continuing to let the Sphinx DNA, the galactic DNA, transform your heart's DNA. Through a resonance exchange of energy and information. The energy is now dropping down into your belly region, down through the central channel, into your lower dantian, the Sphinx DNA is strengthening your belly region, similar to the Sphinx's body, of a lion or a bull. And feeling the vibrations in your belly region from the Sphinx's energy. And just resting here in silence as the DNA transforms and upgrades your subtle bodies. feeling more embodied. Your awareness can gently ascend the central channel back to the center of your head to integrate so far the changes and transformations in your consciousness and subtle bodies. And then descending back down your central channel to right beneath your root chakra. Which houses your Kundalini energy. And the Sphinx's DNA is transforming your Kundalini energy. And just rest your awareness here. Right beneath your root chakra. And again, you may perceive a pulsing or vibration from the Sphinx's energy. your central column is being strengthened and straightened from the Sphinx's energy. It's being enlivened. You may be able to perceive your central channel more clearly and brightly, and its full extent from the perineum to the top of the crown. And now focusing on the complete aspect of your central channel down to the root chakra, and sending a ray of light directly into the earth, all the way to the center of the earth. Like one straight column. And now you're connected to the Kundalini stream of the earth. Now we're ascending with our awareness back up the central channel of energy in our body. Coming back to our heart and our throat. Then the center of our head. Here you may feel what it would be like to have the same form as the Sphinx. As if merging with the Sphinx. Or transforming into the body of the Sphinx. Just sit with that feeling, nonverbal, just aware. You have become the Sphinx, your version of the Sphinx. Continue to feel what it's like to embody that form in yourself. Now bringing your awareness to the first chakra above your head. Returning from where we started. Being aware. Integrating the experience into your soul's DNA. From the perspective of the first chakra above your head. Now you can lightly or gently see the Sphinx with its face and head in front of you, like when we started. Gently connecting again to its first chakra above the head. To your first chakra above your head. To receive any concluding transmission as we bring the session to a close. Just being silent and aware. As you receive the energetic download. And as we bring the transmission to its conclusion, we thank the Divine Supreme God, Divine Father, Divine Mother, to all the higher beings of your particular spiritual lineages, to the netters and guardians of the Egyptian information fields, to the spirit of the Sphinx, and to your higher self. We thank you for your great, great blessings. Thank you. So you can begin to allow your awareness to descend back into your physical body. Beginning to move your fingers and your toes. Coming completely back into your physical body. When you feel comfortable, you can open your eyes and snap your fingers.